Who Will You Choose? Part 1 by Apostle Jacqueline Fedor. God chose Israel as his special people, his portion or inheritance out of all the people of the earth. As their God, he would set them above all others. No one would have been able to take them captive or make them subject to their rule, as they belonged to Yahweh. Exodus chapter 19, verse 5. Now, therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 8 and 9. When the Most High divided their inheritance to the nations, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the boundaries of the peoples according to the number of the children of Israel. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the place of his inheritance. Their only obligation was to be faithful to him. At first glance, this seems an easy request, but think about it. In the beginning of creation, Eve chose the wrong knowledge in the garden, so all her descendants would think just as she did. They would all want to make their own choices concerning what is good and what is evil, and lawlessly do things their way. Unfortunately, for the Adamic race, this much coveted and sought-after knowledge came straight from Satan, the tree of good and evil, and led always to death, as God had plainly warned. Genesis chapter 2, verse 17. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day you eat of it, you shall surely die. To deliver Israel of the bondage of this tainted thinking, God gave them the Torah to enable them to walk closer to the perfection he originally intended for man. The teaching of the Torah would plainly show them who and what to avoid. Therefore, they would not have to remain subject to wrong mindsets, false doctrine, and information designed to destroy humanity. But, just as Eve ignored the rules set forth by the Tree of Life, so did Israel ignore Moses and the Torah. The fact is, unfortunately, both Israel and Eve were ignoring God. Israel ignored the Lord's authority and direction by not obeying Moses. Moses was a man chosen, anointed, and appointed as one God would personally use to lead his people. To add to their lawlessness, they, like Eve, ignored his law as well. Through their rebellion and intellect, they fell into every trap of Satan. Eve was plainly warned not to eat of the fruit of Satan's lies, nor was she to even touch him. But she did, even though she understood the warning well, and therefore became a part of that family tree. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 3, Eve said, "But of the fruit of the tree, which is in the midst of the garden," speaking of Satan, the tree of good and evil, "God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die." She gave up her birthright to the tree of life and was now cursed and destined to die. Israel, likewise, was meant to be nourished by the mind of God through eating knowledge from the tree of life. She was encouraged to hear and warned to obey God's thoughts through the dual-officed Moses. In later years, she was to take direction from his prophets, especially through his high priests. And above all, the whole nation was to stay separate from those that functioned through the knowledge handed down from Adam and Eve. The Bible refers to them as the people of the lands. Israel was to be absolutely separate from the traditions of the people, as well as their religions. In other words, as Eve was to be separate from the tree, Israel was to be separate from the leaves of that tree, the offspring of Adam, who were by this time quite grafted into the tree of good and evil. Even though the Creator had, before the fall, given Adam and Eve dominion over this entire planet and all on it, he was still to be recognized and honored as their father, their God, the king of the universe. But they chose Satan's rule instead. After the fall, mankind blundered along and made so many wrong decisions. God felt compassion for them. As time went on, he gathered them together as a flock of sheep and appointed shepherds over them to govern and protect them. We see Israel in Numbers chapter 23, verse 9, happily separate and secure. For from the top of the rocks I see him, and from the hills I behold him. Israel, there, a people dwelling alone, not reckoning itself among the nations. In other words, Israel, at this point, accepted God as ruler through his chosen leadership. They submitted to their government, God's anointed, and God protected and prospered them. Yet after the Lord revealing to them how smooth life could be while doing things his way, the people in time ended up again choosing their own man to govern them, Saul. They rejected Samuel, God's appointed high priest, and chose for themselves a king like the pagan nations. 1 Samuel chapter 8, verses 4 and 5. Then all the elders of Israel gathered together and came to Samuel at Ramah and said to him, "Look, you are old, and your sons do not walk in your ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations." Here is God's angry response to their treason. 1 Samuel chapter 8, verse 7. And the Lord said to Samuel, "Heed the voice of the people in all that they say to you, for they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them." They actually chose a mere man over the one God functioned through. They wanted to control their own lives. Ironically, both Eve and Israel were held captive by an enemy they themselves chose. Nothing ever worked out for Israel. Still, they wouldn't obey the law of God, and they refused to separate from the source of their problems. But you know what, church? It is time for God to right things. Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 through 8 prophesies of God's government being restored. Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 through 8. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. This is accomplished as the full stature of the body of Christ comes together, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, One God. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end, not like before. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish. Christ is from the line of David, and it is he who rules through today's government. It with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. This kingdom will never end. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." God will choose this leadership. He will again form his government, and they will feed his sheep truth, his word, his thoughts concerning the lifestyle of his people. No one will interfere this time. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15. "And I will give you shepherds according to my heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding from the tree of life." He will again appear through the dual offices as king priest, as seen in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. "Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus." We also see the rest of his government in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 12. "And he himself, Jesus, gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ." Through these offices, he guides, protects, and sets his people free. Jesus did this first in person as he walked the planet as the unrecognized King of Israel. Now, still unrecognized, Jesus has continued guiding and setting the people free through his government, chosen vessels the King of Kings dwells in. Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 through 4, prophesies of the Messiah as he walks the earth, healing and delivering his people. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn. After this scripture, Jesus closed the book and sat down. During his earthly walk, he fulfilled this statement. The rest of the prophecy was to be carried out or fulfilled through chosen vessels he would live through, his government. Here we see the ministry of God's government, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. They are to make God's people a part of the tree of life, and they shall rebuild the old ruins. They shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. God's people will renew or refurbish the earth with Jesus as its ruling authority through his government. Next week, please come back to read part 2 of Who Will You Choose?